sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He said he had his whole entire head in the jaws of this animal and was being shaken around horribly. Two victims then took a minute and were catching their breath and talking about this amazing, incredibly scary event that just occurred, when suddenly the victim, who's now in Harborview, was attacked again by this cougar. It launched onto him and latched onto his head. The fact that it stayed close proximity to these folks and attacked and stayed with them is highly, highly unusual.
That's the voice of Captain Alan Myers from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, Washington State, where a cougar killed one man and
but not the one you'd think,
injured another.
This is bad.
In a cougar attack, a highly unusual cougar attack. Two mountain bikers noticed a cougar trailing them on a remote trail in Washington State.
Not a woman.
They made loud noises. They were trying to move on from the cougar. Cougars typically avoid contact with humans.
Got off their bikes, stood their ground, made themselves look big. Get out of here, you dumb cougar.
What the hell's a cougar doing in Washington?
So they then got off
State.
The bike.
Right.
What?
I thought cougars are like African cats. Like, I didn't know we had cougars, like, up in the
Really? Mountains. You know that team that Drew Bledsoe played for?
I knew Bobcats.
You're thinking, Drew Bledsoe. You know, who? Where'd he go?
Oh, my God. Washington State Cougs.
And what's their name?
Go Cougs.
Jesus.
You're thinking of rhinos. It's a lot of people making a mistake.
So they got off their bikes, as Hardy said.
Jesus.
And they got off the bike, stood the ground, and they figured, at that point, the cougar's going to take off. The cougar charged at them, came at them full speed. One of them smacked the cat with his bike.
Jesus.
Even that didn't scare them off.
Could you imagine?
He did. He backed off, but then you know what he did? Came back. They stood trying to catch their breath. After all this had played out, the animal came back and went right at them, biting one of them on the head and shaking him by his head.
Jesus. Could you imagine, like, you and your brother going hiking in Quincy and, like, running into, like, this type of thing out in the woods? How defenseless you are?
So do you think that guy made it? The guy who got bitten on the head?
No.
Oh,
it's like
no.
Siegfried and Roy. The one who got bit in the head, he had the most issues.
The guy who got bit and shook by the head?
Yeah.
He's still with us.
Oh, Jesus.
The second cyclist,
he ran.
He took off.
You don't run.
So you know what the cougar did? Dropped the first victim.
Now we got a game. Now I chase.
And went back and pounced on the second guy running, killing him.
It's like a T-Rex instinct.
And dragging the guy, the lifeless man, back to his den.
Jesus.
Went after the second guy.
How big is this cougar?
Attacked him and dragged him back to the den after he killed him. Now, that's a good question, Zoe. A relevant question. Alan Myers, who you just heard from.
Is this like the biggest cougar that we've seen or heard of?
Said the cougar was in fact underweight.
Emaciated.
Hungry.
It weighed only 100 pounds.
What?
A typical 3 to 4 year old male weighs between 140 and 180 pounds. This one, as Hardy said, was emaciated and was underweight at 100 pounds.
Wow.
A 100-pound cougar killed a guy and dragged him back to the den. So, with that information, this is a very rare cougar attack. You still think you could take on the bear, the Newton bear, which weighed in at about 110 pounds.
No.
You think you could fight the bear still?
No, I watched some videos over the weekend.
Oh, good. You did research.
Yep.
And?
Watch a lot of the black bear stuff, some brown bear stuff, but mainly the black bear because it was the black bear that was stuck in the tree. Newton.
Down a little, polar bear, stuff in there, too.
He's in the lab watching bear video.
And I've watched a lot of these cameras where these people have them on the outside of the house, like Beetle does. And you could see things, and you get alerted when there's movement in your yard. And there was a mother bear that came into the yard, and they have a cedar fence out back. This is why you should probably get vinyl.
They love cedar.
Because there were four little baby cub bears.
Bears, I love it, man.
They love the
and
smell.
And there's nowhere to step on any ledge to where you can excavate or go over top the fence. Not excavate. You're not going to dig it up.
What? I want to get back to why you should have vinyl, but maybe later we'll do that.
Because they can dig into the
because
cedar
I
fence,
saw
they can't dig in on the vinyl.
You can literally see the claws
sure.
come out and dig into the cedar, and they just go right up the side of the fence. Not any ledge to latch onto or pull themselves up.
Easier
on.
To find some purchase for their claws.
You ain't digging into vinyl. You see what I'm saying? You're going to get slippage.
It's true. Badass. I do see a raccoon. Who climbs my neighbor's fence every single night right now. He's the size of a dog, by the way. He's well-fed. Wherever he's eating, he's got access to good food, but he climbs the wood fence every single night. No problem. So maybe the same thing applies. Raccoon, bear, claws.
Then you
hold on a second. What did you learn from your bear video study over the weekend?
The size of the claws of the bears, the length.
Yeah, no idea.
No, not like they can pull them out and game on.
They are long.
Hey, razor sharp, huh?
Looks like it, yeah. You're digging into cedar, hard cedar fence like that? That's pretty good getting up there. Not even slipping. Just right up.
Which would you rather fight, the 100-pound bear or the 100-pound cougar?
Yeah, them crazy-ass cats. That would scare the hell out of me.
Cats are fast. So are bears. Bears are really fast, too.
Could you imagine the hell and fury going on inside your head where you got to swing a bike to try and knock this cat off, and this thing...
Would you rather fight?
See its mouth open.
101-pound cougars, or 100-pound bear.
100-pound bear. Always.
Another one.
Okay.
Like,
100 small cougars.
Like
you're never going to make it.
Like
they're
no
only
shot.
A pound. You're no shot.
You saw Jurassic Park.
No
little,
shot, dude.
The little tiny dinosaurs got after him.
You
got
a puncher's chance against one animal. You got nothing against 100. I don't care how small they are.
I'll take 101-pounders. Bring them in here.
You would, you jackass. You would.
Look how little they are.
So they had to go up there. They had to track the cougar. They shot at it. It ran off. They used the dogs. The dogs went and found the tree that the cougar was up in. They shot it out of a tree.
Drugged the guy back to its den.
They killed the cougar. They've got to now send it for a... What do they call that for animals?
Rabies thing.
Not an autopsy.
No, when it's dead, it's a... I don't know how you pronounce it. Necropsy?
Necropsy.
Necropsy? Yeah. Necropsy? Nipsey Russell? What is it?
Nipsey Russell's funny. That dude was funny.
They said there was something wrong with the cougar, though. Obviously, because he was so underweight, and apparently they're not supposed to attack.
They're also, usually, like they usually hunt at night. They don't do this during the day.
Jesus.
And it was at 11 a.m.
So you want?
So maybe it had rabies.
Should we go over
rabies? A cougar with rabies.
A rabid cougar.
Yes,
infected cougar.
They'll find out during the Nipsey Russell whether he is rabid. Do you want to go over the tips that they give?
Yeah, what are the tips if you come across?
Stop. Stand tall. Don't run. Pick up small children, but don't run. The cougar's instinct
chase.
Is to chase.
Yep.
Number two, don't approach the animal. No kidding. I didn't need help with that one, especially if it's near a kill or with kittens. Okay, try to appear larger than the cougar. Never take your eyes off the animal or turn your back. Don't crouch or try to hide. Number four, the animal displays aggressive behavior. Shout, wave your arms, throw rocks. The idea is to convince the cougar that you're not prey, but a potential danger.
So this didn't happen. This didn't happen like in a rural area, like in a neighborhood or anything. So these people went out of their way on like a logging trail.
Bobcats. Right?
Well, they're mountain biking. It's more.
You're going into.
You generally don't get to mountain bike on a city street.
Okay.
No, you're mountain biking. You're out in the mountains.
Right.
On
it's like going canoeing.
Remote area.
Go canoeing where the seals are. You know you're asking for problems.
Or kayaking.
No, I don't think so because this hasn't happened in 100 years out there.
Here's
and people have been in the woods for 100 years in Washington State, and nobody's been attacked by a cougar.
No. Well, you got one now.
Here's the last one. If the cougar attacks, fight back aggressively and try to stay on your feet. So,
getting attacked in the head is a bad idea.
They go for the neck.
Don't do the ground game.
Don't play dead either, right?
Well, don't get down and say, I'm going to take this cougar out by the legs, and I'm going to flip him over, and I'm going
to
pin him.
But playing dead, he's going to drag you back to the den.
You go upright.
You're playing dead does you no good in this case.
How do you ever play dead?
Yeah, I can't play dead.
Even like, against a bear, people say play dead. No, I'm not going to play dead.
Wouldn't it be scared by noise, though? Wouldn't you go like crazy screaming at it?
Just stay on your feet is the point. Stay on your feet. Eye contact. Be aggressive.
It's hard to say that you would have the ability to do that, like, if you were put in that situation. I could just see myself freaking out, man.
You know what you might want to consider if you're going to go up on these trails from now on? You might want to consider a gun or a weapon of some sort.
A bike.
To defend yourself against the cougar attacks.
That bike can hurt someone. Swing the bike.
I don't blame these guys for not having one. I mean, they wouldn't have had reason to expect this to happen. Now you've got reason. As Zoe said, okay, it didn't happen for 100 years.
Yep.
Well, it just happened this weekend.
Learn my lesson this week.
With you ever. All right, Wyatt Earp. Strap on your guns. We can go for a bike ride.
Don't mess with 100-pound animals just because they're little. There's your lesson.
That's the main takeaway.
Don't fight a bear. That's the takeaway.
I'll fight a bear. Especially that one at Newton. Just went off and died on its own. I could have taken the other.
Rich bear.
You give me a 600-pound bear.
Someone killed the bear.
No problem.
Someone killed the bear. All of a sudden, bears got broken bones.
Somebody hit the bear.
Like me who wasn't afraid of it and blocked off traffic on Route 9 for 2 hours. Because there's a sick bear laying in a bush. Let me at that thing.
Somebody hit the bear. Struck the bear.
I'll go in there with a pair of work gloves and a yardstick. I'll beat that thing to death.
Okay. Some Red Sox thoughts and a thought on J.D. Martinez. A follow-up thought on J.D. Martinez, who is a little bit upset that he's not considered a star in baseball. We'll get to that next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
J.D. at 339 with 13 home runs. That one tagged high down the right field line. Heading toward the pesky pole, toward the corner. That ball's gone. A home run. J.D. Martinez snuck it in there for his 14th.
That is classic Martinez, J.D. Martinez.
High fly ball right center field, driven deep. Jones is back, turning around. Oh, he's done it again. J.D. Martinez to one of the deepest parts of Fenway.
What a show. What an offensive explosion.
It's like, you know, you get in the box and you're feeling well and you're feeling good and you're confident. It's kind of hard not to let that ace swing go and, you know, really just let it loose.
Drop the top!
Woo! Sunroof! J.D. Martinez said over the weekend that baseball has their chosen superstars. And that's why maybe he's not more of a superstar and not more well-known. And he also sort of mentioned that when I was asking for all the money in the offseason, people were saying, who is this guy? Who is this guy? He's not a star. And I said earlier in the show today that I disagree with them on this point. I don't think baseball has any sort of grand plan where they have chosen ones. And I also said that J.D. Martinez has taken an atypical path to being a guy who hits this way. Cut by the Houston Astros, outright released, ended up in Detroit, traded to Arizona. He's on his fourth team.
Yeah.
Superstars don't typically end up on four teams by the time they're 29 years old.
I think maybe one team where you would sign that type of free agent, that, you know, because it's a Yankee, right? Or how you would come up through it, like a Judge or a Stanton. Like, all of a sudden, you're sort of stamped that way. But everybody else, it's about numbers. Do you ever recall
Judge
hearing,
coming up was a highly touted Yankee prospect.
Right, and it worked for them. But
and you ever, right out of the gate, he hit. As a rookie, he hit.
Yep.
Bryce Harper, same thing.
Yep.
Mookie Betts.
Same thing.
Exploded onto the scene. Mike Trout, same thing. Highly touted prospect who was awesome out of the gate. Otani, highly touted international free agent.
Like, I couldn't tell you how
baseball's not choosing these guys.
I couldn't tell you how Trout talks. Like, I've never heard him speak. I don't know what kind of personality he is.
He speaks like everybody else.
Seems like he's quiet. Like, he stays to himself.
I don't think so. I just don't think you see him because he's out in Anaheim. He's in a bad market.
Bryce Harper, pretty visible.
The guy he brought up with him is Goldschmidt. Because he was teammates with him in Arizona. The guy he brought up in those comments was Paul Goldschmidt. Yeah, but he's a great player.
I know he's great.
But he's boring. And that's what J.D. Martinez is. He's boring.
He said, you know.
So MLB, yes, is choosing not to promote him because he's boring. That's the point. And I agree with him.
I disagree. I say they promote whoever it is that's
good.
The best and is good.
And has flair.
You gotta have flair.
Yeah, you have to have flair, and that's what they're doing.
Why do people like Trout have flair?
No, Bryce Harper does.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he's got that.
Really?
Oh, dude, he looks like a freaking fullback.
Maybe not flair, presence maybe is a better word.
No, but he's got that build, you know? Like, Martinez isn't, like, built well. It's like a regular guy. Doesn't look like he's ever worked out.
Yeah, Mookie's not built well either, but got Mookie, that presence about him and the flair.
Yeah, Mookie's got the chain. He's got the dynamic smile. He's got the look. He's got the little signs he makes.
Like, just the thing, you know, for him to say, he said he lived in the shadows of Miguel Cabrera in Detroit. No kidding, you lived in the shadows of Miguel Cabrera.
It's Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera's hit 30 home runs 10 times in his career. Miguel Cabrera's won a couple of MVP awards. He's finished top five in the MVP voting probably, I don't know, half a dozen times, if not more. What are you talking about? Of course you're going to be in the shadows of him. And I would say to a guy like J.D. Martinez, who has hit 30 and 100 and 30, period, twice, and could do it very well, do it again this year. He's definitely on pace for it. Well, now that you're doing it again and you're doing it in a big market and you're a centerpiece player, you're going to become a star too. You're going to get star treatment. It's going to happen for you.
Yeah, and I know it seems like, you know, Benintendi's heading there too. If he could just get consistent and just get on fire and do that year after year after year, I just don't know if you have the personality that Betts has.
I don't think it's going to happen with Martinez. I don't think he's going to be marketed by MLB as a star. I don't think it's going to happen. If it does happen, then you're right, Beetle. But I don't think it's going to happen.
If people viewed him that way, he would have got the money he wanted. And they were demanding. The $250 everybody was talking about. Like, there are other players holding out and saying, you know, I'm not signing until I get the money. It's not worth haggling over it. You know, eventually, he ended up signing. It just didn't seem, and it didn't feel like there was star power there. And you're kind of wanting that a little bit in this market. Hey, it's worked for you. You're keeping pace with the Yankees. You and Yankees, two best teams in the American League. Works here for him, and it works down there for Stanton.
I don't know how we're going to grade that or follow that. I think it's up to the fans. I think the fans recognize who the stars are, and they treat them as such.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to mention, we're in a time where baseball has a problem with stars, period. They don't have enough of them. They don't have enough. They're desperate for stars. Baseball is desperate for stars.
You read a list of players that are his comparables.
Yeah, let's do that. Here it is. Ready? Go to J.D. Martinez's baseball reference page.
This is a little reality slap. Go ahead.
Similar batters through age 29, and this speaks to his atypical star track.
Right.
Similar batters through age 29. Jason Bay, Jeff Jenkins, Kevin Mitchell, Bobby Higginson, Aubrey Huff, Ryan Klesko, David Justice. Those guys were teammates for a time. Larry Walker, Corey Hart, J.D. Drew.
Never surrender. J.D. Drew. That's a guy I compare him to. He's like, I mean, J.D. Drew.
There's some good players in there, but those are not superstars.
Good, solid players, right? I mean, David Justice, you knew Justice in his prime.
Most similar by age.
Wow.
Butch Husky?
Butch?
I'm sorry. Butch Husky is a comp.
Sounds like some stocky fat kid.
And by the way, I mean, you could make the case that J.D. Martinez is a better hitter than some of these guys, which is true, but he hasn't done it for long enough. That's why if you're hoping for him, you would want 2 or 3 years from now when he's 32, 33, to go back to his baseball reference page and say similar hitters through age 33 and have that be a better list.
The list would be worse.
And have him have better company.
That's the list. Scroll over to your left one list, and it's just the similar batters with no qualifications. And you got some good names on that list.
Okay. Yoenis Cespedes, number one. Bryce Harper is number two. And after that, who's a superstar?
Nolan Arenado.
Where is he? Oh, he's number six.
Tony C.
Tony Conigliaro is 10th on that list. He's a local superstar. We'll see. Hope for better company by the age of 32 or 33 on that list.
Tom just looked up Mookie Betts' similar by age.
Yeah, can I have his?
His similar by age, number one, is Grady Sizemore.
Huh?
Seriously?
Yeah, not great.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, but Grady Sizemore was great when he first came up.
Number 8 is Karl Yastrzemski. Duke Snyder's on that list.
Oh! Hall of
good,
Famers.
Good players, yeah.
There are some Hall of Famers on his list. Well, then I'll take
it. And then Nick Markakis and Ben Grieve are the last two.
Markakis was a good player when he came up. Ben Grieve was a highly touted guy who didn't really live up to it. Remember how big of a deal Ben Grieve was? No? Okay.
Another one's Rocco Baldelli. I was looking at the list. Rocco Baldelli's on that list.
Your boy. Yeah.
Hardy has our headlines. Okay, but how old is Mookie Betts?
24. Those just came up and
I was going to say, they also had to be young guys, really young players.
At that time.
Let's look a lot of them flamed out, but yeah.
What's Betts' list going to look like when he's like 27? The comps. Hardy has our headlines. 617-779-0985.
Sports Hub headlines.
Cavaliers play host to the Celtics tonight in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Green have a 2-1 series lead. We'll get the latest from Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. Pre-game 8 o'clock right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox with the day off after the 5-0 win over the Orioles yesterday. Alex Cora says in the clubhouse, it's all about baseball. Shouldn't it be?
I think it's the communication and the way they go about their craft. And I've been saying it all along, especially towards the end of spring training. There was a lot of baseball talk in the clubhouse, in the dugout, and it's happening. It keeps going. You see them, not only those two, but the rest of the team.
All right. They will begin a 3-game series in Tampa tomorrow night against the Rays. A win for the Vegas Golden Knights, and now they're into the Stanley Cup Final. They beat Winnipeg 2-1 yesterday. They took the Western Conference in 5 games. We'll join them from the East. Could be the Lightning. They win tonight. They're in. They've got a 3-2 lead over Washington. They play Game 6 in D.C. this evening. Headlines are brought to you by the Boston Area Campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Visit GoCSB.com for more details. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. Give me a score for tonight, Zo. Give me a pick.
I'm going to go 98-91, Cavs. 98-91, Cavs.
What's the line? I'm going to get the line.
It's got to be way under.
What was it, 6.5? The other night? It's 7. Tonight, Cleveland minus 7.
Wow, I didn't even see that.
And you went 98-91, coming right in on that. The over-under is 206.
Yeah. Feels like a tight game. Couple foul shots takes it to 7 or 8. It's like a 4-point game. Last minute. 3-4-point game. Last minute. And I would feel good about the Celtics coming home if they got popped in that manner. Because that means they adjusted to what transpired on Saturday night, and then they play much better at home. How you react? It's how you what's changed since Saturday? What adjustments does Stevens make? Now, he said he's not changing the starting lineup, right? What if he comes out and just totally?
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, he did.
No, he said.
I'm sorry,
considering
I thought he said that.
He's considering changing it.
And he told us the same damn thing last week too. I think early in this game too. I mean, you made the point earlier. It's Horford too. You got to find a way to get him the ball.
Scott Foster being on this game scares the hell out.
Oh, yeah, it should.
And it should scare the hell out of everybody else. That's my thought. Feels like they're going to end up coming back here 2-2. I'll be pleasantly surprised if they don't.
Damn me. They come back here 3-1? Good God.
I'll be surprised if they do now. NBA can't just let things happen. They've always got to interfere. Always interfering.
Extend the series. When was it they had to give back money? Was that last year? When series were short? Remember all the money they had to give back to some sponsors?
No, the salary cap was smaller. The Celtics had to trade Avery Bradley because of that.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about playoff series.
Series went short, so the revenue wasn't as high, so the salary cap for each team was lower than originally projected.
Okay.
So you would think the same thing would happen this year if that happens, right?
Yes. Fair to assume. Which is why the NBA doesn't want to let that happen. They already let the Celtics win in five against Philadelphia. That was a mistake. Celtics screwed that up for the league. Here comes the payback. Payback now in the form of a long series. Today's takeaway is coming up. Your calls on everything from the day, 617-779-0985.
Adam Schefter with a report here. NFL has determined that neither the Lions nor Matt Patricia will be subject to any further discipline in regards to previous allegations.
Why would they have been?
The league already met with both the Lions and Patricia last week.
I'm not saying
I'm
that,
not saying they put that, them, but this, it's just a statement. I mean,
no, but what would the league's role in that be?
See if he was hiding anything.
I don't know. I mean, it happened 96, right? Over 20 years ago. I could see if the league would get involved if something more substantial were to come out of it.
If they were trying to establish, or maybe somebody got wind that maybe he wasn't forthright with them.
If the victim in the case all of a sudden came out and said,
"This is what happened.
This is what I happened. This is what I'm sticking to.
Right.
This is my name, and I am telling you that this happened, and this guy is running from it, and I was young, and I was basically a kid, and I did not have the ability to withstand a trial.
Okay.
But now I'm an adult, and it's 20-plus years later, and I'm telling you, that happened. If that were to play out, then I could see the league saying, "Whoa, we gotta investigate what happened here and figure out what's going to go on." And if that happened, I bet his job would have been in trouble anyway.
So rewind this, too. Going back to his press conference, where he was pretty adamant, where he stood up there and he was defiant and, you know, false accusations with him and his friend. Say the league comes in and says, "We're going to sit down with you." Now, obviously, you're not going to speak to us the way you speak to the public at a press conference. We're going to give you one time and one time only. Tell us exactly what happened that night.
Why would you do that if you're him?
I'm just saying.
Even if you didn't do anything, why would you agree to that?
I'm just saying. I know that. And this is a guy that came off the, don't forget, he came off the team plane after a Super Bowl win with the clown shirt. And if Goodell wants to give him some issues and still is bugged by that, he can. I don't think that's part of it, but I don't know. This doesn't mean
just remember
out of the wood yet.
The coaches don't have any sort of CBA with the league. They're under no obligation to do anything like
correct.
That. Players have a CBA that dictates that they can be suspended for basically whatever the commissioner feels he wants to suspend you for. Right?
Sure.
All right. So that's
judge, jury, executioner.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes in that league. It's just the truth of the matter. So I don't really know what the league's role in that would have been. But that, to me, looks like it's a story that's not going to change from what we know already.
Right. Any other big Patriot news? Brady nor Gronk showing up for the OTA's Phase 3 begins.
No Gronk.
No Gronk, no Brady. But the report today that they're working on possible change in contract extensions for Rob Gronkowski, which we thought all along sort of had whispers of. More money about Gronk and more of a mindset for Brady. Brady's might turn into a money thing depending on what Gronk gets. He's what, 14 or 15 in real money? And I know we say that's it this year, but the cap number's there because they've already fronted him the money. He's already got the guaranteed money paid to him. That's why the cap number comes in at that, at 24. You know? He was fronted the money already. Tom Brady already got that money. So even though I know in his mind he may look at it as I'm underpaid at 14 or 15, you know, it's average per, man, because that factors in your guaranteed money. And that's what this league is on, guaranteed money.
We'll see.
I wouldn't be surprised if Gronk shows up before Brady.
Yeah, you've said that a few times. Yeah. And I think it is going to happen. Got to give it the calendar year. I bet next week he's back. But Brady's not coming back. You don't think he's coming back tomorrow either?
Nope.
Not going to be there.
You'll see him in a Patriots helmet after Best Buddies.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. There's four of them. They're all good.
Pretty good ones.
You'll get a few laughs. So stick around.
A couple chuckles.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time now for the Wake and 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. The official weight loss program, the Boston Celt, Boston Red Sox.
It's good.
Boston Red Sox.
You got it.
Right.
Who else?
Wakeand180weightloss.com. I'm not doing a whole surgery, okay?
Okay.
You know I use it. Hey, we talked about bears attacking people and cougars attacking people.
We did.
Well, my man Beetle attacked a collar today.
I did. Felt good. Felt right.
Felt really good. It did. Good, Jim. Play it.
Quickly, Bill and Beverly. Hi, Bill.
Bertrand, you do this all the time, and so does the afternoon show as well. You guys make arguments out of silence, right? And you use a four-hour show to justify an opinion that has no information, right? But the argument remains the same for you guys, whether he's there or he's not there. Brady's pissed off. He hates Belichick. His wife's not a factor. I mean, it's just an argument out of silence.
Okay, so you don't believe the current reporting on the story? You don't believe any of those guys?
I would believe the reports about Gronkowski before I would believe the reports about Brady, because Brady's been doing this forever, right?
Gronkowski's been doing this forever with about money. Yeah.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Who else am I missing that's had reports on Brady?
Darlington.
Oh, Jeff Darlington? That's right. Jeff Darlington, Ian Rappaport, Bert Breer.
Nailed it.
Jeff Howe, Tommy Curran, who has been, fabulous on the Brady stuff going back at least a couple of years now.
You think he kind of
He called it a revolt.
A revolt. Yeah, who else am I missing? Because there are a lot of guys that I know are well-respected guys who cover the league and cover these players and cover the Patriots. But if you don't want to believe any of them, and you want to go, no, I can't hear you. I don't want to hear it. Brady, you can't talk bad about Brady. You make up arguments for 4 hours on the radio. Reach out to his agent. Yeah, his agent's really going to return our call and tell us everything in detail. You know where the reports come from? They come from the agent.
I like when Beetle goes on one of those tirades. His face gets all squished. His eyes get squinty. And his hands are right here next to his head. It'd be so great for TV.
I can't hear you.
Be so good for TV. Oh.
So anything to not put it on Brady. Anything to avoid.
Right.
Even put saying, oh, that's really not great. That's not a great development there. Okay. Yeah, so here are mine from today. Hardy, struggling a little bit today. Okay?
I was not feeling well. Sox over the Orioles, 5-0 yesterday. They take 3 of 4 from Baltimore at Fenway Park. Night off before they visit Tampa for the first of three tomorrow. Headlines are brought to you by the Boston area campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Have them teach you that trick. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More when it's time to change. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Battling through those allergies better than David Price ever did.
Peter Brady reference there. You probably didn't even get that, did you, Beetle?
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Did you ever watch the Brady Bunch, Beetle?
Yes, as a kid, quite a bit.
All right, good.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I remember it, but I would not have remembered the reference.
It's the Peter Brady puberty episode.
Hi. Always a good one.
See, even Maz knows it.
Yeah. Tony Maz, sneaking on the
Zoe today. Right. Well, speaking of singing, Zoe did a little bit of that today.
Yeah.
It's early in the morning, the sun comes out, the moon is up there, never dealt. And my man, the bitch is hungry, she needs a fill. Did it well.
Hurricane. Woo. Yeah. Try to get it going early.
Good job.
Kind of sounds like one of those David Lee Roth vocal track outtakes from Running with the Devil.
I like when he really picks it up a notch.
Well,
the bitch is hungry. She needs a fill.
It shows his artistic range. Go soft, falsetto.
Comes in light and easy.
and it ramps up. Bam.
It's good, Zo.
Thank you.
Moon
it was very good.
Is up there. Never dealt.
Least the moon last week. Least what's up with the moon? Least.
Well, it was, yeah, you Least, messed up a lot of lyrics that have.
I don't even remember saying moon.
You mess up lyrics with moon. You add moon where it's not there in the first place. You two mysterious ways. Let me take you because your sister's in town. And we'll try and lease the moon in a rent-to-own situation. Down payment.
On your knees, boy.
Moon is up there. Never dealt.
You weren't a part of the show when Hug the Moon was the favorite phrase in the midday show. How long did that last? Talking about somebody who hung the moon. How long did we... Like, it went on for months.
You can't talk.
The bitch is hungry! She needs a fill!
Is that even worse?
Can we hear Lease the Moon?
I still
again?
Don't know what song
Can we
he's
have
singing.
Lease the Moon
what
nearby?
Song is he singing?
Here I am, Rocky. Here I am.
That's Rocky Like a Hurricane? Yes.
Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Wow. Yeah, I would love to hear Zo singing you two again, Mysterious Ways. That might be my all time favorite.
It's one of the best.
Because he was trying.
Whoa. That one hurt.
Turn your headphones down or something.
They're loud.
There you go.
There we go. Put them on your head.
Yeah, no wonder I hear ears. Laurel. What do you kids hear? Laurel or Yanny? Yammy.
I heard Yanny.
You heard Yanny. Yeah.
How to take a walk with my sisters in town. And the way it lights up to lease up the moon.
Lease up the moon. Lease up the moon.
Yep. $19.99 down. You can lease that baby. $95 a month
lease
for 24
up,
months.
Lease up.
You'll hang that sucker.
Lease up the moon.
Lease up the moon. Tax title destination are all extra. Local
delivery fees.
Sales tax apply.
How do you need, boy?
Moon is up there. Never dealt.
This makes no sense.
Oh, really?
All right, enough, Jim. Enough.
All right, I'm going to go with the bad string of callers here. We had another
good day for the callers.
Yeah, we had a bad stretch.
Not
there.
Not a lot of big time green teamers today, though.
Bad, no, they'll bail on
bad
us.
Phones, bad comments.
Green teamers are quiet today.
Bad. They win tonight, they'll all be calling. To your phone, 617-779-0985. Tom and Wayman.
Tommy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, that's been one of the conversation you guys were having about the phone calls.
Okay, we're going to put you
I'm
on hold.
Because I doing
we
it.
Can't hear you, Tom. Been a bad day on the phones. Patrick and Marlboro. Patrick.
Hey, guys, let me take you off speaker. Hold on.
Please.
All right, yeah,
okay, we'll put you back on hold. Peter in Jamaica Plain. Peter.
Guys, how you doing?
Oh,
hey, Peter, how you doing?
Oh. Am I coming in all right?
Average.
Hey, coming in fine,
average.
Here, baby.
Yep.
Lock okay. Before the series started, I picked up...
Okay, we're going to hang up. Peter, call us back. We'll try Tom and Wayman. That's Tom and Wayman now. Okay, we're hanging up on him.
How about the guy that got all pissed because he had to go upstairs and go into the bathroom?
Yeah. Troy.
Oh, Troy.
Right out of the gate today.
Oh, my God.
He's like, relax, guys.
I
had to run upstairs. I'm
sorry.
Get my balls broken on the Celtics by everybody.
Yeah, I had to go upstairs and get into the bathroom to make a call. Sorry.
They cut me some slack.
All right.
And the take was, after the Celtics got their doors blown out on Saturday night, Celtics in five.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still stand by my Celtics in five.
Not a lot of those calls today,
great.
Though, Celtics
based
in five.
Based on what?
Maybe the officiating tonight.
Nope, that's not a good reason.
That's not going to help
that's
them?
That's not
going
to work.
Foster's going tonight.
The fix is in.
Fix is in.
Get ready for it.
Yep.
You're right, Jim. Watch for something obvious, like a T on Al Horford in the first 5 minutes.
LeBron flop.
All right. You can hear tonight's game right here on 98.5. The
Who
Sports
wins?
Up.
Who wins, Beetle?
I'm going to go Cavs tonight.
Hardy?
I'm going to go Cavs by five.
I'll take the Celtics tonight.
Cool. I hope you're right, Hardy.
Look at you.
Hope you're right.
Right.
Felger Mazur next. They will be re-entering the week on a re-entry Monday. How's that sound? Good? Yeah. Sounds good. Feels right. At least up the moon. Talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
The bitch is hungry. She needs a fill.